Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice series. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim and his Shulchan Aruch Tzvi, Or Chaim, Siman Kuf Vav, discusses a scenario in which someone had in front of him two pieces of fruit. He had an apple and a piece of melon. The apple's bracha is Bori Pri Eitz, and the melon's bracha is Bori Pri Adama. But this individual picked up the apple, and instead of making Bori Pri Eitz, he made a Bori Pri Adama instead. Now the Mishnah on today's daf, Brachos daf Mem, on the Amun Aleph, tells us, Biruch al Perse Ilan, Bori Pri Adama Yatza. If someone took a fruit that grows on a tree, whose bracha is Bori Pri Eitz, and instead he made a Bori Pri Adama, he is in fact Yotze. And therefore in our case, you took the apple, the person made a Bori Pri Adama, he's Yotze. He's able to eat the apple. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank discusses, when he comes to eat the melon, does he need to make a new bracha? He already made a Bori Pri Adama on the apple, and he was Yotze, that Bori Pri Adama on the apple, as our Mishnah says. But does he need to make a new Bori Pri Adama when he comes to eat the melon? And he makes a distinction. He says it really depends on the case. Why did this person make a Bori Pri Adama on the apple? And Reb Tzvi Pesach gives three different options. One option is because the person, on purpose, she decided, you know what? I want to make a Bori Pri Adama on the apple. I know it's bracha, it's Bori Pri Eitz, but I want to make a Bori Pri Adama. So in that case, he says that you wouldn't need to make a new bracha. You already made a Bori Pri Adama. You assumingly had in mind to exempt any other food whose bracha is Bori Pri Adama, and therefore when it comes to the melon, you do not need to make a new bracha. But there's also the possibility that the reason why you made a Bori Pri Adama is because of a mistake. And that has two subcategories. One type of mistake could be because you thought, in fact, that the bracha of apples is hadama. Or whatever fruit we're talking about, you perhaps thought that the bracha would be per adama. In that case as well, Reb Tzvi Pesach says that you could assume that if you're making a bori per adama, and you're intending to make a bori per adama, that was including the melon as well, whose bracha is bori per adama also. But there's a third reason why you made a bori per adama. That could be because you picked up the apple. You had in mind to make a eitz because you know apples are her eitz. But you just absentmindedly made a mistake. And instead of saying Bori Pri Eitz, you just, by mistake, said Bori Pri Adama. In that case, although you're a Yotze, you're able to eat the apple. But since originally you're intending to make a Bori Pri Eitz, we can't assume that your bracha of Bori Pri Adama was coming in to include the melon as well. And therefore, when you come to eat the melon, even though you already made a Bori Pri Adama, since you didn't have this in mind, you would have to make another bracha of Bori Pri Adama.